All right, let's get you on to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Robert Rector. He's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an expert on poverty and welfare here in the United States. Mr. Rector, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
It seems the economics just continue to pile up against President Barack Obama and the policies of the Democrats here. But I want to examine what we heard today from these stats released. I think it was by the U.S. Census, U.S. poverty rate. 15.1%,
right.
The most since 1993. In the past, you have written articles about how what our definition of poverty is in the United States. Could Mr. Obama be getting an unfair rap because of these numbers now that we're considering, 46.2 million people are considered impoverished here in the United States?
Well, I don't think he's getting an unfair rap because his economic policies have generated massive prolonged unemployment, and that's what you're seeing in the numbers. On the other hand, he's basically painted himself into a corner because these numbers are extremely misleading because the Census Bureau doesn't count any of the safety net when it calculates poverty. Well, Obama is throwing hundreds of billions of extra dollars into welfare programs, none of which are counted when the census calculates poverty. They say if your income is below, say, $22,000, then you're poor. But food stamps and the earned income tax credit and Medicaid and public housing, none of that is counted as income. And so, in fact, the reality is that the media tends to hype these numbers. We're going to hear 46 million people are poor, and then the news media are going to show us a homeless family. Well, the reality is only 1% of the poor are homeless. All of the poor basically are in good houses and apartments with air conditioning. Two-thirds of them have cable TV. We're going to hear a lot about hunger, but 96% of these poor parents say that their children, for example, were not hungry for even a single day during the previous year. In fact, an American child who's poor by the census definition is far more likely to have cable TV, a computer, a widescreen plasma TV, and a TiVo in his house than he is to be hungry, according to what his parents say. So these numbers are just grossly inflated, and they've been designed that way in order to promote more welfare spending. For those people that are hungry or homeless, we have great sympathy for them, and we really need to be concerned about them. But virtually none of the people that are defined as poor, in fact, fall into those conditions.
So I have to ask you then, you know, when you see something like poverty being defined as a family income, a family of four, just over $22,000 a year, even with food stamps and some of the other benefits that they may get, $22,000 a year for four people, That just sounds like a very difficult amount of money to live on.
Well,
for one person.
It probably is, but what we see is that people are able to house themselves and feed themselves and have a car and have air conditioning, even on that. But I would emphasize that, look, the Bureau of Labor Statistics at the Commerce Department basically says that low-income people spend $2 for every dollar of income that census says they have. So the income count is just extremely wrong, not merely because they left out welfare, but they don't count it very well, which is why it's very important to use these other government surveys to actually look behind those numbers. And when you do that, you find that 80% of poor people have air conditioning, half of them have a computer, two-thirds of them have cable TV, a quarter of them have a TiVo in the house. And if you ask them, did you have enough food to eat? Four out of five of them will say, yeah, we weren't hungry at any point during the year. So it's important to just look at the physical facts, and there are a lot of that data available from the government, but it never appears in the mainstream media.
All right, we appreciate your comments here. Robert Rector, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, expert on poverty and welfare here in the United States. Sir, don't be a stranger here on America's Radio News.
Thank you.